What did I get out of the dig? So many things. It had never been on an archaeological dig before, so how the thing was set up was interesting in itself. There was a tremendous amount of comradeship for the people involved in the dig, loads of interest. There was a little boy who pestered his grandfather and to take him from school to the dig. To see the enthusiasm in a little lad like that was good. All the people involved were happy and enjoying themselves and learning things. We had loads of interesting things. Mike Walton and his wife were... The pit got bigger and bigger and bigger, and I don't think we ever discovered what it was properly for. It flooded three times. There was the joy when the Samian bowl was discovered. The other one was the road that was near the entrance to the site, and it was quite a substantial road, but we couldn't work out precisely in which direction it was going, because we couldn't dig either side. We knew it wasn't going into the site, but quite where it was going, we didn't know. And then later on, much later, after the dig had finished, the gas board were putting in gas pipes, and one of the things was across the entrance to the site, one of the pipes was going. I saw where it was going, and I rang Lawrence, the archaeologist, and he came down, and he persuaded the pipe people to dig deeper down so that we were below where the road would have been, and that told us that the road wasn't going east to west, it was going north to site, and may well have been the original road going into the fort. So that was a high point for me. And the second one was a funny one. Towards the back of the site, near the houses, we, a bit near to where the Samian bowl had been found, we hit a pit. It was quite waterlogged, and had obviously been some sort of hole that had been used and then stuff dumped in it. And in it was a big trunk of silver birch, and it had been so well preserved that you could immediately recognise it as silver birch. In fact, I've still got a little bit of it in my Roman archive. But it was fantastic. It had a mortise holes in it, so they'd obviously used it for a crane. And it's this feel of going back nearly 2,000 years and imagining what the people were doing and how they were working the site.